In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends, today is the feast of Saint Joachim, and by way of this feast, Holy Mother Church sets before us a simple truth about the men who profess to be her sons. Blessed is the man that is found without blemish, and that hath not gone after gold, nor put his trust in money, nor in treasures. And what is that simple truth? That there are two sorts of Catholics, those who trust in themselves, their wisdom, their wealth, and their strength, and those whose trust and confidence is in God, and God alone. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Be not solicitous for your life, what you shall eat, nor for your body, what you shall put on. The life is more than the meat, and the body is more than the raiment." Friends, when St. Joseph was unsettled by Mary's pregnancy and contemplated putting her away privately, the Virgin did not reveal the mystery to him, but abandoned herself to divine providence, trusting that God would protect her innocence and reputation. And when St. Joseph's efforts failed to secure a suitable place for them to stay in Bethlehem, and she was obliged to give birth in a stable, the Virgin uttered no complaint, but trusted that God would assist her. When under the threat of death, she had to flee under the cover of darkness on a long journey to an unknown country without preparation, money, or company beyond that of Jesus and Joseph, the Virgin remained calm, trusting in divine providence. And when Jesus apparently refused her charitable overture on behalf of the bridegroom of Cana, saying, "Woman, what is that to thee and to me? My hour is not yet come," the Virgin still directed the servants, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye," confident that the favor would be granted. For the eyes of the Lord behold all the earth, and give strength to those who with a perfect heart trust in him. Dear friends, there truly are only two sorts of Catholics, those who trust in themselves, and those whose trust and confidence is in God alone. Those who say to themselves, "I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater, and into them I will gather all things that are grown to me, and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, take thy rest, eat, drink, and make good cheer." And those who say, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." To the one whose watchful eye rests even upon the sparrow, Our Lady entrusted the safeguarding of her fair name, the shelter of her person, and the quiet provision of all her earthly needs. And Elias, coming to all the people, said, "How long do you halt between two sides? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. You cannot serve God and mammon." O dearest friends, how long will you play the fool and keep placing your confidence in things which moths and rust can destroy and which thieves can break in and steal? Why not choose today to embrace as your own Our Lady's immaculate confidence and abandon yourself to the divine providence? Well, as a young wise man once wrote in his journal, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." Blessed is the man that is found without blemish, and that hath not gone after gold, nor put his trust in money, nor in treasures. Indeed, that man is blessed. And on this feast of the saintly father of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as we continue our mini catechesis on her immaculate heart, as you come to receive upon your tongues and in your persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, I implore you to beseech the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant you the grace to have a share in the immaculate confidence of the Holy Mother of his only begotten Son, the Blessed Virgin Mary, saying, Almighty and merciful God, by whose grace your faithful people serve you worthily and righteously. Grant, we beseech you, that we may hasten without stumbling to those things you have promised us. Pardon, we beseech you, O Lord, the offenses of thy servants, that we who of ourselves are not able to please thee may be saved by the intercession of the mother of thy Son, our Lord. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Saint Joachim, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.